Blog Talk Radio.
Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
the ungodly are not so, but like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I have read you from the book of Psalms, the entire chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. I pray that our Father in heaven gives you an understanding of the words that have been read to you this evening. Now, let us have a prayer unto our Heavenly Father. Let's thank Him for all the things that He has done for us. Although He didn't have to do it, but He did it anyway, and I just so thank Him. I thank Him for giving me another chance. I thank Him. I really thank Him with all my heart and my soul too. Let's pray. You say your prayer to our Father in heaven, as I say one. And at the end, I will say, and we all thank you, Father. Father in heaven, we thank you as always. And I don't want to confuse you with your Son, but you gave your Son's life. You gave Him up to us, and He was obedient to you. He gave His life for us. And I thank Him with all that I can. And I thank you for being so sensitive. And you knew that I was going to come in the middle of the 1950s. You knew I was coming, and I would be praying to you. I thank you for allowing me to come and say my prayer to you. Although others may not believe me or listen to me, but I thank you for giving me the opportunity to do what I do in your name, for you in your Son's name. Although I have been taught a lie all of my 60-plus years by the enemy, he taught me a lie. And some people are still believing in the enemy's lie. Thank you for allowing me to talk on Blog Talk Radio to tell the truth as I see it written in your Bible, as well as some of the things that I've learned in this life. And I thank you for giving me that opportunity. Your lost sheep. I'm one of your lost sheep that you have found. And I was really shocked. I was surprised that you talked with me in my dream. You came to me and told me to feed your sheep. But I'm happy about it now. I'm so happy. I had to wait to get home in my old age to really be happy. Father, I thank you for protecting us from natural disasters in different parts of the country that you have sent me to. There is flooding, fire, and all different, many different things. It's reminding me of what was done in Genesis with you told those people to let you, when you told the Pharaoh to let your people go. I see them. I see it now that hailstones, volcanoes, there's so many things that are going on it. And hopefully I will tell the people and they will listen to me. Most of them don't. They don't even know that Sabbath has started. They're going to go out and party. But Father, bless them to live another day. to see another day. Let there not be any violence going on this night in the United States of America, where you placed us with the demons. I really didn't know that the other countries were calling America demons, and it is demons hill. It really is. Father, thank you for saving us from chemical disasters as well. I bless you for opening up our eyes and our ears and understanding what you want us to understand. I thank you for that. I thank you for calling me out of the world. And I was, even though I was shocked, I was able to hear it. I didn't know why. I was, for years, I thought you had called the wrong person. I thought it was the enemy, but it wasn't. And it was me. And I thank you for it wholeheartedly. Father, thank you for the prosperity that you are going to give us this day and other days. Thank you for life. Thank you for allowing us to have life and life more abundantly. I say this prayer in Jesus' name. I shouldn't say Jesus' name, Yeshua's name. I'm trying to get away from the word Jesus because the enemy has given you that name. And I don't want to use the name that the enemy has given unto you. I want to use the name that is in the Bible or that I have been told that there were no J's back in the day. Father, you know what I want to say. They made up the J so they can enslave us. That was one of their things to use against us as a people. Father, thank you so much for loving us and protecting us. As always, I love you. In the name of Yeshua, or Yah. Always and forever. Amen. Oh, let me introduce myself to you sheep and those of you who are not sheep. You can listen to me on Fridays at 5 o'clock on the Feed My Sheep show on Log Talk Radio. And if there is any of you who want to join me and become part of the Blog Talk family, give them a call. Look them up on your internet and see what they require you to do. And join us. It's a, you know, in every family, there's always some kind of disagreement, but you would enjoy being in this family because we pay no attention to each other. When one of us do something wrong, we may get mad at that person for a moment, but it's just for a moment. Come join us. If you have something you want to say, come and say it here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, the name of my program is Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath evening, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You'll find this in the 10th Commandments in the book of Deuteronomy, as well as in Exodus chapter 20. In Deuteronomy, it's in chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. And in Exodus, you'll find the Ten Commandments as well. In chapter 20. Read it for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath observance starts on Friday evening, so you're supposed to observe the Sabbath. You'll find that in the fourth commandment in Exodus chapter 20. That's where I think you'll find it. If the Sabbath starts Friday evening, you should have done all of your housework and your cooking work so that tomorrow will be a day of rest for you, as well as studying what the Bible may say to you. You may find some church that you can go to, and I will sometimes advise you to go to a church that's open on the Sabbath day. I ask you to have your three keys ready in handy, and they are your pen, pencil, and paper, just in case you want to jot down some scriptures that I may say unto you. I want you to turn your book, your Bible, to the book of Deuteronomy. And we are, on my program, it says that we are to read Deuteronomy 27. But I have read that we are in Deuteronomy chapter 30. Let me just tell you briefly what Deuteronomy is telling your shepherds or your sheep to do. When you were to cross over Jordan, before you did cross over into Jordan, you were to find large stones and wash them with lime. Excuse me, I had to belch. You should write on them all the words of the law. The law is the Ten Commandments plus the other two that he has told us. And I forget where they are, but he has told us. And you'll find the other two in the New Testament. But you are to remember his laws. And some of you, it says here, therefore, it shall be when you cross over the Jordan on Mount Ebal, you should set these stones, which I command you today, and whitewash them with lime. So L-I-M-E, maybe there's some type of importance to it. Maybe it is a medicine for you. Just like the archaeologists are finding large building blocks here in the northeast corner of the United States. Those probably some Hebrews, where you find the large stones with writing on them. They don't know what they're saying that's being said. So maybe we came over here before England came, because they start the history when they came into this country, not when other people were living in this country. They might mention the Indians were here, but they had a whole civilized world, and they have destroyed them. They are still trying to destroy us. Well, let's not talk about my opinion. Let me start reading in verse in Deuteronomy chapter 30, what the Lord has said. Hopefully I can read all of this today and start on chapter 31. Let's start reading. And it shall come to pass when all these things are written upon you. Let me read that again. And it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind, which all the nations, whether the Lord your God has driven you. And I want to remind the sheep, read verses, well, Deuteronomy chapter 28. All those curses that can find but us black folks here in America, I'm saying none. We have experienced them all. And our Father says in Genesis chapter 1, chapter 15, verses, I ask that you read it all. Genesis chapter 15, maybe around verses 12, 13, and 14, 15. Read all of it so you'll have a better understanding of what it is our Father in heaven has written to you. We are to know these things. And let me tell you what the next 23 minutes, what the Lord has said. And let me go back at verse 1 and just read until I finish, until it's time for me to go off the air. Let me just take these next 23 minutes to do what I'm supposed to do. And it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon you, the blessings and the curse which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord has your God has driven you. Verse 2, and shall return unto the Lord your God. Let me read that again. And shall return unto the Lord your God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command you this day. Command me to order you this day, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul. So you and your children are to follow the commandments of the Lord and the Ten Commandments. They are found in Deuteronomy chapter 7 through 5 through 17, as well as in Leviticus. You are to obey the Lord. You see, Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. So you are to obey the Lord. You teach your children that. If your pastor doesn't tell you to do that, I tell you to do that. Because my Father in heaven told me to be the sheep, and that's what I meant to do. That's what I need to do every day. Verse 3, that then the Lord your God will turn your captivity and have compassion upon you, and will return and gather you from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. So he scattered me in the United States of America. And hopefully you are listening to me as in other countries too. If any of you be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from there will the Lord your God gather you. And from there, he fetches for you. And the Lord your God will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. This is why I tell you that those people over in the land that's supposed to be our fathers, the real ones are not there. We are here in the United States of America. We were brought over here by, we were sold to whoever that wanted us and enslaved us. And he will do you good and multiply you above your father. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed to love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all your soul, and with, that you may have life, that you may live. Verse 7, the Lord your God will put all these curses upon thine enemy, yay, and on them that hate you, yay, which persecuted you. Now all those people that have been mean to us, our Father is going to put how they mistreated us, or badly treated us, he will put those curses on them. We will oppress them as much or worse than they have oppressed us. And thou shalt return and verse 8. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments which I command you this day. And the Lord your God will make you plenteous in every work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your cattle, and the fruit of your land, for good. For the Lord God will again rejoice over you for the good, as he rejoiced over your fathers. If thou shalt hearken, that is to listen, unto the voice of the Lord your God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in the book of the law, and if you return unto the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, for his commandments, which I command you this day, is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. It is in heaven that you should say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we shall hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the seas, that you should say, who shall go over the seas for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? But the words of the Very High. Let me read verse 14 again, and hopefully I will read it correctly. But the word is very high unto you in thy mouth, well, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you this day life and good and death, is evil, and that I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God shall bless you in the land where you go to possess it. Our fathers went to that land before to possess it, but they were driven away out of that land. And when they tried to escape the Africans, the Africans knew who we were, and they sold us to whoever. Verse 17, but in your heart, turn away so that you will not hear, but shall be driven away and worship other gods to serve them. I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land where you pass over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. And I think next time I come on, hopefully I will read that passage in Ezra where it says that you are to keep your seed, you're not supposed to mingle with other nations. And some of you have, some of you well-known black men have, you've forsaken God. You should not do that. Read your Bible so that you can learn and know your mistakes to prevent yourself from making a mistake. That you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life. In the length of days, let me read that again, verse 20, for that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life. In the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto your father, to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, to give to them. Now, wherever our father sends us, that's hopefully that will be the land of milk and honey. And I look forward to wherever he is going to send me in the last days. And let's have a closing word of prayer. And then I'd like to talk to you, sheep, about other things. Let me see here. Oh. Just bear with me, sheep. I'm slowful, but it's okay. My Father in heaven accepts that. Yeah, he knew that I was not perfect. Let's say a closing prayer unto our Father in heaven. And I want you for next week to read chapter 31. You know, we only have a few more chapters to go before we get into Joshua. 32. I'm turning the pages here in my Bible now. 33, 34 is the last book of Deuteronomy. So we're almost at the end of the book of Deuteronomy. I want you to read chapter 31 for me. I expect you to read it for me. Let's say a closing prayer to our Father in heaven. Thank you, Father in heaven, for all that you do for us, your lost sheep, for protecting us from the evil one day and night, even in our sleep. Thank you. Satan and his saints, they try to attack us, as they do. At least they try to attack me. Thank you for keeping me from Satan and his saints. And the rest of us, thank you for keeping us away from Satan and his saints. And give those who you have called, Father, give them courage so they can come to Blog Talk Radio and have a program with me from their own home. Thank you, Father, for keeping Satan, Lucifer, or whatever his name is, the devil, away from us. In Yah's name, I say amen. And remember, in James chapter 4 and 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be with you this coming Tuesday. That's right. I thank you for listening, too. Now, and I say amen. There are other things that I want you to know. You know, what's going on in the world today reminds me of in Genesis, where Moses told the Pharaoh to let his people go. And the Pharaoh wouldn't. And so there were 10 commandments. Some of those things are happening today, like the flood. Well, and the rain and the flooding the land, we're going to have a shortage of food. And our Father in heaven knows this, and you should know it too. And we are having hailstorms and storms, thunder and fire. We're having some of the same things that happened in those days in Exodus, where there were frogs, lice and gnats, flies, boils on people, sores upon men and beasts. There was darkness for 3 days, but we experienced darkness one day here. And for some reason, my lamplight was on when the whole neighborhood, the area that I was in, was in complete darkness. And I didn't have a light in my home either. Nonetheless, notice those things that are going on around you. Maybe you can start do what I say I'm going to do. But because I've had bad health, I want you, I bless you all with good health so you can take care of yourself. And plant a garden for yourself if you can. That's one of the things I love doing. And just because I love doing that, planting a garden for myself, I want you to plant a garden for yourself. You may need that later in life. You don't know where our Father is going to take us. I never thought I would be talking on the radio to the few people that I do talk to, hey, I am so glad you're following me. I am happy about the three people who said they are following me. That's a wonderful thing. And these three people, I have sown seeds where my Father has allowed three people to start following me. And I'm so happy about that. Hopefully, Father, I will say something to them that they have not known. Although they have been in church for many years, I was in church for many years before I started talking on Blog Talk Radio. Well, see, I want you, before I start playing my closing song, and this, I've always had this song, but I want you to go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play, and purchase this song, High and Lifted Above. No, it's High and Lifted Up. I want you to purchase that song. My nephew produced that song. Yes, he did, and I am so proud of him. Those songs may cost you maybe $1 to $2, and you can do it. I know you can do it. Do it for me. Many of you don't like what I do. I know the devil doesn't, because he tries to attack me and everything I do all the time. But I'm going on in my Father's name. You should start walking. The devil attacks you every way that he can. He will attack you.
Father, help your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus,
they don't know it. They
is
don't know.
He won't let you down, and I know. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you die.